KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
You know, I think, man, we just keep telling the listeners places that they can give financially. And we're going to do that again today. But let me say this. New Mexico is a poverty-stricken state. The poverty level, you know, in New Mexico is, you know, it's nothing to brag about. We often talk about the lists that New Mexico is on, often being, you know, on the good list, they're very low, and on the bad list, they're very high. I saw in the last year where when it comes to generosity, New Mexico ranks like 26th. And I think for a state that is in the, you know, poverty state that it's in, we have very gracious and very giving people who live here. And you are part of that. We so much appreciate that. I do want to start by reminding you to go to our website at klyt.fm. We usually have a couple places there that are kind of in focus, depending on the time of year and what's going on in the news. Right now, one of the things there is Samaritan's Purse and the work they're doing with relief efforts in Southern California. And listen, we had Cater Zemke on yesterday. They're continuing to do work in Georgia, Florida, and the Carolinas with the hurricanes that happened last year. So go, and if you want to find out about what they're doing with the fires, that's where the link is set up right now on the banner you'll find at klyt.fm. If you want to find out all about what they're doing, go to SamaritansPurse.org. One more quick announcement before I introduce our guests for the first half of today's show. Getting some phone calls and emails about our app. And we have discontinued the app for the time being. It wasn't getting updated like the website. We are looking to get another group to kind of handle that for us. And we're going to kind of redo the app if we relaunch it. Now, here's the great part in this. Okay, right now, on all those devices where you were using the app, just use a browser and go to klyt.fm. And you can stream from there just like you could with the app and much more. Everything we update on the website, you'll find updated when you use a browser on your device. So you're actually getting more by switching to the mobile site instead of the app. And, you know, when and if we relaunch it, we'll let you know. But I'll continue to make announcements because I know some people are like, where's my KLYT? I want to listen to my favorite program. Well, you can find it. Just go to klyt.fm on your browser, and there we are. Okay, so for the first half hour today, we welcome into studio about a week earlier than we usually do each month. CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque are here. Jennifer and Paula, ladies, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And you brought a guest.
Yes, we did.
Now, before we introduce the guest, for those not familiar with the work that CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque does in general, let them know. We'll go into more detail maybe in the second segment and introduce the guest here in a moment and some stuff, Paul, that you want to talk about. But Jen, can you just let the listener know in general the services available at no cost to clients?
Absolutely. So we offer free pregnancy tests, ultrasounds. We do material assistance, which includes diapers and wipes. We also have an amazing program called Earn While You Learn, and that allows our clients to go through different series to help them while they're raising their children. And in addition to that, they earn diapers and wipes, and they earn visits to our baby boutiques.
And you share the love of Christ.
Like, absolutely. That's the number
pretty one. Pretty much along with all of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Love it. Mm-hmm. And CareNet, abq.com is the place to go. I got that down now.
Yay.
Eventually I'll stop saying how good I am at it. but yeah, CareNet, abq.com. Paula, you've got a specific topic you want to bring up, and draw our in-studio guest into this.
Absolutely. So as you may be aware or not, this audience, this is Sanctity of Human Life Month, and we want to bring awareness to our communities of the importance of sanctity of life. But most importantly, we have a great opportunity to be invited by churches in the community and surrounding areas to speak about what CareNet does. And the reason the partnership with churches is so important is to provide an outlet for services to the church, their congregants, and to also provide to serve the church members in whatever life season that they are in. As pastors and leaders of the church, they come and disciple their congregants, and CareNet just comes alongside with specialized knowledge when it comes to pregnancy or whatever topics such as abortion or parenting or fatherhood. So we have these really neat resources and knowledge that we can give to the church, and all this is free, no cost to the church, the congregants.
Thanks to donors who've provided the resources to make things like this available, which, by the way, you'll find a place if you want to do that on the website at carenetabq.com.
So it is important for the church to know of the pregnancy centers that are in their area, so that they can give their congregants, their church attendees, knowledge of what we do.
Very good. Well, with that, I got a text today that Paula and Jen may be bringing a guest, and they announced, you know, they said, oh, it's the pastor from Heights Christian. I go, oh, Jeremy! And Jeremy's been in studio with us to talk about some of the great work that they're doing and events that they have that the public are welcome to attend, conferences and what have you. Jeremy, welcome again on to ABQ Connect.
Well, thank you for having me. We are excited to be here today and excited to be with these wonderful ladies here.
Yeah, and actually, we'll get to, you know, church involvement and stuff. Before we get, I don't want to forget to do this, or let's talk about one of the activities you guys have going on currently that's benefiting CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque.
Yeah, we are partnering with CareNet right now all throughout the month of January, and we're doing a diaper drive. And it's not just diapers, but it's diapers, wipes, other baby items, non-perishable
onesies, bottles, socks,
onesies. You know,
a grill for dad.
Yeah, that'd be great, right? So, just anything that would be a help to these wonderful ladies and the people who are working at CareNet to help these moms who have chosen life and to make it easier to choose life, to be able to say, we have those things that you are worried about. Yeah. And if that's the worry, we want to take that worry off the table for you so that you know that there's the love of Jesus being given to you, not just in this place to choose life, but the hands and feet of Jesus to be able to say, we have these things for you tangibly to help you choose life, and we're going to bring a community around you to show that love.
Now, Jeremy, you're a dad.
Yes, I am.
How does it make you feel when someone does something nice for your kiddo?
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic.
Right? You see where I'm going with this.
Uh-huh.
Right? I think at times the person who's doing that, they may have more of a voice with you than they might had they not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. And so that we want to bring that kindness to people who are in need so that they can experience the love of Christ.
Only certain people are going to get this. I almost started humming a Leslie Phillips song when you went there. It's Your Kindness, Lord. What a great classic song for those who remember the old K-Lite. Hey, I wanted to draw you to the website at heightschristian.org, where Pastor Jeremy is sharing and leading. And on their website, it's real easy. Just go to heightschristian.org. And if you scroll down, you don't need to go to one of the links or, you know, one of the tabs at the top. Just scroll down on the homepage, upcoming events, one of them being diaper drive. Click on that and you'll see exactly where you have opportunity to give towards this event. And, you know, I mean, it ranges anywhere from very large gifts to much more affordable gifts and so on and so forth. So pray about that. Go surf through that. Jeremy, you articulated it somewhat, but I mean, how important should this be to the body of Christ that we're supporting efforts of organizations like CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque?
I think it's immensely important. We have to understand that the next generation is being eliminated through abortion and through the choices that are there. We live in a very abortion-friendly state.
Yeah.
And therefore, the choices that are, I would say, prevalent among the young mothers today who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy oftentimes gravitate toward these things. And what we want to do is we want to make – it should be the job of every church to make it very available to say the choice for life is here.
No, I missed that. Which church?
Every church.
Every?
Every church.
Okay.
I caught that.
I wasn't
every
sure.
Church. Yes.
Every church should say that. I mean, we ought to be known for standing for life.
So the church.
Absolutely.
The body of Christ, and we need to come along together and do this work. And, you know, part of the reason, and I don't mind telling you, I mean, I support CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. My wife and I have decided to do that. We see the work they do. And it's not, you know, what always comes to mind, you know, there's a young pregnant couple and they're thinking about an abortion, and which is primarily, you know, it's a primary thing. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more, the counseling and mentoring and there's other services that are available. And it's no secret that our young people and some not so young, STDs is an issue.
Yes.
And this is, I think that might be an area where people don't realize.
Right.
Where can I go? And I'll let one of you ladies kind of speak not only to that subject, but maybe some of those other areas that people aren't even thinking about.
Yeah, there's absolutely again, when you opened up, you talked about what we were high in as a state.
Yeah.
And STDs is definitely on that list.
Yeah.
And so we do offer free STD testing in addition to Morning to Joy. And Morning to Joy is an amazing program for women who have gone through an abortion and who are needing healing. And so we have those weekends throughout the year, and that entire weekend is led by some of the most incredible women who have walked that journey and who are able to love. And again, the bottom line is sharing the love of Christ. And that's exactly what they do through this healing weekend. And it gives women tangible things that they can do to somewhat close that chapter of their life. And it's incredible. So yeah, there's just so many facets to CareNet. Yes, we do love on the abortion-determined, abortion-minded gal, the gal who is just scared. The family who comes in and just doesn't know what options they have. But there is so much more to CareNet than, you know, what people see at face value.
Well, hey, listen, we're up against a break. We're visiting with Jen and Paula from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Pastor Jeremy Bannister's here from Heights Christian. Heights Christian, by the way, is located on Comanche at Louisiana. It's on the northwest corner there. Jeremy, we'll be sure to have you back in. You've got conferences and you guys are really doing things to, you got the stuff you do, the church barbecue kind of, you know, maybe it's more in-house thing, but man, you're doing these events that reach out to the community, and we're going to make sure to, continue to let our listeners know about that. And we appreciate the work you're doing with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more, some events coming up, and more after this on ABQ Connect. All right. We're going to continue our conversation here with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Before we do that, I do want to remind you, since we're on the topic, we've already mentioned to you this week, Brad Mattis, who's got a regular radio presence, not here on KLYT, but that could change. But he's got a radio special that we're going to be airing this Friday. As you know, we're heading into the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, this Sunday, and then Monday is the National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Friday on KLYT, you'll be able to tune in and hear Purpose Beyond Pain, God's Design for Life. And listen, things don't always go like we expect, right? You'll hear the testimonies of three women, one of which, Johnny Erickson Tata, is part of this. So, it's the Sanctity of Human Life message. I can tell you this, it's not going to be exclusively about babies, because when it comes to Sanctity of Human Life, that is life, abundant life. So we're going to be talking about that. But these three women who persevered through suffering you'll celebrate abundant life with KLYT in these coming days. So that's Friday, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect. It's a half hour special, Purpose Beyond Pain, God's Design for Life. And then Sunday, Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, hopefully at your church. And Monday, January 22nd, is National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Jen, Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, anything going on?
Oh my gosh, yes. So I just want to say thank you to all the churches, first and foremost, that have come alongside CareNet. We have so many churches that we had to flow into February.
Good.
Yeah, and a church in March.
There'll be babies then too.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes. So it's celebrated for 1 month, but like you said, it's celebrated all the time.
That's right.
So we will be, Paula, myself, our client services director, all of our center directors, we're going to be at different churches throughout the city and surrounding areas. So that's exciting. And then, of course, the March for Life. That's always something that people love to watch out in Washington. And so many awesome things happen in Washington next week. So that's exciting. And just pray.
Yeah, I hear we're inaugurating a new president.
I heard that, too.
Something like that. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that works out.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, in case anyone asks, not that anyone cares what I think. Flags at half staff. It's a 30-day thing for President Carter. But there's talk of it. That's a whole nother subject. I don't think President-elect Trump cares. But yeah, the historic events happening, including Sanctity of Human Life.
Yes.
Sunday.
Yes, so exciting.
Thanks for getting those churches all signed up and involved.
Well, yes.
And again, thanks to Heights Christian Church. Mm-hmm. Pastor Jeremy Bannister is in studio with us, and he mentioned the diaper drive they're doing. They're partnering with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, where you can stop by. I will tell you this. You're welcome to go online. I'm going to give you that information. But I happen to know Jeremy would love to meet you. You can go by the church or the staff, because, he could be preparing for a message or what have you.
We would love anybody who wanted to come by.
Yeah. So. But Louisiana Comanche, Northwest Corner, you can drop off diapers, drop off wipes, or other baby items. And if you want to see items that, if you decide you don't want to buy them online, fine. Buy them and bring them by the church. But if you go to the website, heightschristian.org, scroll down towards the bottom of the page, you'll see the diaper drive. When you click on it, page will open up with all kinds of items that you can just purchase online, and it'll go towards this event. So I imagine they'll be delivered to the church and given.
It'll actually go directly to CareNet.
Go directly to them.
We worked on that a couple weeks ago as we were talking about getting this together. So
yeah,
thank you
for that. Our center director in Albuquerque, Stephanie Lovato, did such an amazing job in partnering with Pastor Jeremy to get everything coordinated. And so it really does take a village to raise children, right? And so it took all of us to come together, and Stephanie did a phenomenal job. And our center directors work so hard. They plan all these things and these events for their centers and getting out to those churches for Sanctity of Human Life Month. So if your church wants to, support CareNet and hold a diaper drive, and a particular month, just give us a call and I'd be happy to connect you with that particular center director in your community.
Yeah, not only a diaper drive, but to have an event like what you're doing for Sanctity of Human Life Week.
Absolutely.
Just really any time of the year. But
any time of the year.
This is the time that it shows up a little more on our radar.
Yeah.
Okay, now. Showing up on our radar is the banquet.
Yes, we are so excited.
How are you going to top last year's?
You know, we are. So that's the good thing about God. He's in the details, and every year he just blows our minds. And so this year, our special speaker is Dr. Anthony Levitino. He is a former abortionist, and he has a beautiful, yet heart-wrenching, yet redemption story that I think everybody needs to hear. He performed over 1,200 abortions in his OBGYN office in upstate New York years and years ago. And he and his wife talk about what that did to them, their marriage and their family.
Yeah.
But he is a pro-life activist now.
Well, you know, the Bible's, you know, got some great
redemption.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Saul. You know, this guy saw that God knocked off his horse and said, "Get in line." No, and it's great to hear these stories. And what's the date of the banquet?
April 22nd. So Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025.
Okay.
We will have more information.
I might show up.
Hey,
oh, please
we would
do.
Love for you
to love
show
to
up.
Have you there.
Gosh. And that's the thing. We are looking for table hosts. So if it's something that you're wanting to attend and become a table host, all you need to do is give me a call, 505-880-8373. I'll be happy to go through the details with you.
All right. We're going to, you know, the story you mentioned that people will hear at the banquet, there's always stories.
Always.
Right, Paula? Any stories here locally with the
Absolutely.
Work being done?
Absolutely. In the last month, we have had several dads write a review or send us a letter about their experience at CareNet. And so I'm just going to read a short blurb of what he wrote.
Love it.
He says, "Choosing CareNet last year turned out to be one of the best decisions we could have made. We were treated with such tenderness and understanding from the moment we saw our first positive test to the first ultrasound exam. And even for baby's first clothing, diapers, baby bassinet, all were from CareNet. In addition, we also learned a lot from the Dad's course, which is called Dr. Dad, and Bright Course program. We really acquired so much useful knowledge during this class time. And most importantly, many of our doubts can be answered from it. Mm-hmm. CareNet has truly been a dependable and supportive resource for families, and I wholeheartedly recommend it to women preparing for or expecting motherhood."
And men.
And men. He wrote it.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But he wrote this. And you, dude.
Yeah.
You know, what's cool is I remember at last year's banquet, that was kind of a focus, was getting, you know, and the education for the church to know as you support CareNet. Remember how important it is for, and I'll let you speak to that, Paula, how important is it for the dad to be involved, and what difference does it make?
He carries, actually, she will choose whatever he decides.
Often. Yeah.
And most times than not, the male will say, "Whatever you decide," not understanding the ramifications or what it entails. But when he says, "We can work this out. Mm-hmm. We can I'll stand by your side. I will be there for you," more times than not, she will move forward with her pregnancy. So his part in this is at high level of the decision factor in her life.
Yeah. The other thing that came up during the story that I want to address, and I always do, it's kind of my heavy hitter. The ultrasounds.
Yes.
Now, before I go into this, still in need of a sonographer?
Yes, okay. We're still in need of a sonographer.
Okay. I'm going to mention it here because yes. You just never know.
You never know.
Now the nurses can do an ultrasound, but I think only up to 24 weeks.
20
some weeks.
Yes. I'm so sorry.
And a sonographer through the entire pregnancy.
That is correct.
Okay. And that's very important.
Correct.
And remember, our ultrasound is our baseball team lineup dude that bats over 800. If a woman considering an abortion gets an ultrasound, yes, chances are over 80%.
Correct.
That she will change her mind. Did you know that, Pastor?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that huge?
Absolutely.
It's amazing. Between that and the dads being involved, it's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's why I think that churches also ought to emphasize that spiritual leadership from dads as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. And the stuff that I was thinking about you, Jeremy, and your congregation when they were talking about the bassinet and the wipes and the diapers. Well, Heights Christian Church, where Jeremy Bannister is the head pastor there, they are doing a diaper drive. Go to their website at heightschristianchurch.org. And scroll down towards the bottom of the page, Diaper Drive. They've got a hyperlink. Just click right on that big square under their upcoming events, Diaper Drive, and you'll see all the stuff that they're hoping to collect that you can be a part of.
I know you're about to close.
Well, we got like 2 or 3 minutes, but I want to throw it back. I want to throw it back to you.
I just want to say thank you so much to our doctors that are involved with CareNet. Our medical directors, they are phenomenal doctors. They're OB doctors that allow us to do what we get to do at CareNet, because if we weren't under the leadership of our medical directors, we wouldn't be able to give life-affirming choices to men and women in our community, and also our volunteers. I mean,
yes,
the partnership, talk about volunteers, churches, our medical directors, all of this comes together, and we're in 42 years of having CareNet available to give these services, and we're going to continue because of the faithfulness and the saying yes to the Lord. Yes, use me, Lord, I will go.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say thank you to all that partner with us, because we couldn't do it without anybody.
Team. There's no I in team.
That's right. No. Unity.
And CareNet Pregnancy Centers, Jen, could you list those off?
Absolutely. We have Rio Rancho, East Mountains, Las Lunas, Albuquerque, and our medical mobile unit. Mm-hmm.
Okay, which, by the way, is a full center.
It's a clinic
on
wheels.
It is a full center, and it helps out with different pregnancy centers around the state who might not have medical.
Yeah.
And so they travel out there to provide the medical.
Well, and they, sometimes they get right on the front line, don't they?
They
absolutely
are at the front line.
Yeah.
They are at the abortion clinics. Mm-hmm. There was a brand new one that just popped up. Again, they're coming, you guys, in droves. And our our medical mobile unit director.
Who is that?
Her name is Chantelle Leeson.
Okay.
She's amazing. They went out there for the grand opening of this new abortion clinic yesterday. They went out there with our medical mobile unit to stand out there.
Thank you, Chantel and team.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just to be present and let folks know that we are here.
And I say her name, God's a God of specificity when it comes to prayer.
Yes.
You can be praying for the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, the cities we just listed off. The doctors and nurses and medical team, pray for a sonographer. That is a need. It continues to be a need, which, by the way, on the website at carenetabq.com, you'll see partnering with us. Click on that and you'll find volunteers and employment. You'll find that position posted there. We'll continue to pray that gets filled. We are out of time. But thank you guys all. And stay with us. There's more on the way after the break on ABQ Connect.